Welcome to the Friends with Money podcast, brought to you by Money Magazine, creating financial freedom for Australians since 1999.
Hello, and thanks for joining us for another episode of Friends with Money, Money Magazine's podcast to help you earn, save, and achieve your financial goals. My name is Tom Watson, a senior journalist here at Money Magazine, and it's great to be with you. The end of the financial year is somehow rapidly approaching. So as we love to do each year on Friends with Money, we are going to spend this episode digging into the things that we can all do, or at least should consider doing, before and after this financial year ends. We're really going to be focusing in on some of the practical things that we can be doing with our superannuation, but we'll also be touching on a few other areas of financial life too. And I'm very pleased to say that joining us to lend her expertise on today's show is Renee Anderson, Manager of Select Advice at UniSuper. Renee, welcome to Friends with Money.
Hi, Tom. Thanks for having me and hello to your listeners.
Well, it's a lovely to have you on, Renee. So first of all, interest rates are at decade highs. Rents seem to be rising and rising every month. And, you know, living costs across the board just feel so much higher than they were. So with all of this, you know, considered, I can fully appreciate that for a lot of people, looking at their finances at the moment isn't going to be the most pleasant of tasks. But as I said before, the end of the financial year is approaching. And it's one of those times I genuinely think a lot of us can benefit from actually sitting down and dedicating some effort towards our finances. So what's your advice to listeners on where to start?
Yeah, so you're right. You might not have money to save right now. So perhaps instead you could look at investing some of your time. End of financial year is a great time to review your budget. So, for example, list out all of the expenses and ask yourself, do I still need everything? For example, all the subscriptions that you might have. The second thing is you could check that everything is working as it should. So, for example, your employer paying your super contribution. An easy way to check this is to log into your account online. And then the third thing is to think about your goals. So spend some time to really think about whether you're set up to achieve your goals and understand a bit about what track you're on.
I think the mid-year is such a good time to reassess goals. And for listeners that have missed it, we recently did a podcast on goal setting and the psychology of goal setting. So go and check that out if you'd like to learn a little bit more. So Renee, as we're getting organized and spending a bit of time on our finances, a lot of people will be wondering what they can and or, you know, should do with their super. You obviously work for a super fund, so what do we need to be aware of in the run up to the end of financial year and on the super side of things?
So firstly, super is a way for you to save for your retirement, and the government wants to encourage you to save more. So they provide some incentives to save, and these incentives usually have financial year cutoffs. So now I'm very mindful of the increasing cost of living. So simply saying to contribute more is not going to work for everyone. Mm. But if these are right for you, then I want to make sure that you know about it. So for example, the government co-contribution. The incentive for this contribution is a guaranteed 50% return on your money. So how does that work? Well, if you are working and earn under roughly $58,000 and you make an after-tax contribution to your super of up to $1,000, so that's money going from your bank account to your super, the government will pay you up to 50 cents for every dollar. Aside from an income test, there are other eligibility criteria like age and residency status. But for those who meet them, this is worth considering. Mm. And the maximum that the government will co-contribute is $500. Now, there's another opportunity that I'd like to highlight because for some, it is very relevant to this financial year specifically. And it's in relation to carry forward contributions, which is where you can access unused portions of your concessional cap going back 5 years. Now, concessional contributions are taxed at 15%. So if your tax rate is higher than this, then there's a potential to save some tax. So for this financial year, if you don't use the 2018-19 unused contribution cap before 30 June, they expire. So this is provided that your total super balance was less than $500,000 at 30 June 2023. If you want more information on the carry forward contributions, then you can simply type those words into the search engine and you'll get some more information there.
That's a really good point and definitely something worth checking out. While we're on contributions still, Renee, what about couples? Can couples contribute to each other's super? Is that something that's possible and something that people perhaps should think about doing before the end of the financial year?
Well, this is a question that we get quite often. So contributions for couples, and by couple, this includes a spouse of any gender and both married or in a domestic relationship. There is a spouse contribution and contribution splitting. So a spouse contribution is for couples where spouse one earns less than $40,000 and spouse two, the higher earner, makes a contribution of up to $3,000 to spouse one's super account. Now, the higher earner can then claim a personal tax offset for that contribution of up to $540. Contribution splitting is another option for couples. And in fact, this one doesn't require any new money. So this is where existing contributions going into one account can be moved across to the spouse's account. So if, for example, one person had $100 going in and before tax, you can move up to $85 across to your spouse. Again, there are employment and other eligibility criteria, but this might help you manage your money as a couple. So hopefully you can see that there are some, you know, great opportunities. And if you aren't sure, just talk to your super fund. Like, we can remove all that complexity and any confusion by giving you some advice.
Those are great, Renee. We always love practical tips on Friends with Money. So thank you for those. Obviously, those are steps that people can take now before the end of the financial year. But looking forward, what can people start doing from July 1 when the 2024-2025 financial year starts?
The new year is always an exciting time for financial advisors because when things change, there are new opportunities and there's also challenges to consider. So, for example, your employer super guarantee will increase from 1 July 2024 to 11.5%. It's currently 11%. For some, this might impact your take-home pay or it might mean that you now exceed your contribution cap. Now, if you aren't sure, it's a good time to talk to your super fund. Another change is that contribution caps are increasing. So that's how much you can put into super. For example, the concessional contribution cap is increasing from $27,500 this financial year to $30,000 next financial year. So is that an opportunity for you to increase your contributions while potentially saving some tax? And probably have heard stage three tax cuts start 1 July. So generally, if you earn less than $146,000, you'll be better off with the revised tax cut. But even there are still some savings there for those who earn more than $146,000 when compared to this financial year. So a few examples, if you earn $45,000, you're going to have $800 more in your hand from the tax savings. If you earn $90,000, you're going to have about $1,900 more next year. If you earn $180,000, you're going to have about $3,700 more in your hand due to the tax cut. Also, you might receive a pay rise next financial year. So that's quite often something that happens. Pays get revised. So I'd say what you need to do is, if there is any extra money coming in, before you get used to spending it, see if there's an opportunity to save it. And you could consider things like paying down debt or possibly putting the money into super. This, of course, depends on your goals, which is what we touched on at the start.
It's an excellent tip, and one that I actually took advantage of a couple of years ago when I was fortunate enough to get a pay rise, and I just ended up putting the whole thing into super as you know, voluntary contributions. Well, through my income, and never noticed the difference. So that was helpful. Although I have noticed a difference in terms of my super balance, which is great. Renee, before we let you go, I know that an area of passion for you is helping to empower women who, you know, obviously still experience a gap in so many areas of finance. So, what advice do you have to share, particularly with our female listeners?
Women today are likely to retire earlier than men, which gives us less time to save. We live longer than men, which means we need our money to last longer. And we currently retire with a third less in super. Now, I've helped Australians retire for almost two decades. And what we can learn from the many women that have retired before us is that we can't afford to live separately to our super. I like to say we need to fall in love with our super. We need to get engaged with it. We need to build a long-term relationship with our super fund. So there are four ways I believe we can do this. Number one is, like other important relationships, don't stay with a dud. The ATO website, your super comparison tool, does all the heavy lifting for you, compares super funds, and, you know, just make sure that you're with a quality fund and check back in there every few years because things do change. Number two, online stalking, totally acceptable when it comes to super. Get to know your way around the website and the basic calculators that are available online. Better still, access your account online where there are often extra tools that are easier to use because your basic information is already in there. Here you can check, you know, what track am I on? And then ask yourself, is that the track that I want to be on? The best motivation to change anything usually starts with understanding if you have a problem. The third way to engage with your super is to spend a night in with your super fund. Cook a nice dinner, pour a glass of wine, and log into a live webcast. Here you can build knowledge in the comfort of your own home or watch a recording at a time that is convenient for you. And lastly, number four, if your love language is acts of service, talk to your super fund. Most super funds, like UniSuper, have people trained and ready at your service. We have three levels of help. The first level is called general advice. So this is where we simply help you understand what you have and what you could do. And this service is included in your membership. Then if you want to know what you should do, the next two levels of help are what we call personal advice. So here we can answer very simple questions like, what is the right investment option for my super? Right through to very comprehensive questions like, I'm retiring next year. How should I use my assets to fund my retirement? How much can I afford to spend? And how can I make sure I don't run out of money? There's likely a fee for personal advice, and the fees for advice relating to your super can often be deducted from your super account. So if you don't have a lot of spare cash right now, you can still get some help.
Renee, those were some excellent points to end on, and I'm already eyeing off a bottle of wine that I can pick out for my night in with my super funds maybe later on in the year. This has been a fantastic chat, and hopefully it helps to kickstart some end of financial year action for everyone listening. So thank you so much for joining us today. It's been wonderful having you on.
Thanks for having me.
That's it for this episode of the Friends with Money podcast. But don't forget to jump on our website, moneymag.com.au, for your daily dose of financial news. Or you can go grab yourself a copy of the latest edition of Money Magazine in all good newsagents. As always, we will be right back in your podcast feed next week. So until then, I'm Tom Watson. Goodbye for now.
Thanks for listening to the Friends with Money podcast. For credible, independent, and easy to understand financial commentary, visit moneymag.com.au. Please remember that the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are general in nature, and further independent advice and research based on your personal circumstances should be sought before making an investment decision.